you got to be careful about what you say, don't you?
Tell him. Hey, you better watch out on that.
Talking about, do you drink coffee, General?
I used to. I don't now. Mm-hmm.
Talking about putting milk in coffee, some people like it. You ever seen people put milk in their coffee?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How did you like your coffee?
And you mean put milk in the coffee? Mm-hmm. Sure, I would drink it. That a lot of folks want it barefooted, but I want it with shoes on. Shoes and milk.
That's right.
Well, a lot of folks don't want a thing but the black coffee.
I don't drink coffee. I never have understood why people like the stuff.
I don't either, but it's a habit we take up. You see, that's a habit people take. Mm-hmm. You know, the man that smokes and chews bath, it's a habit they pick up. A man take a habit of drinking, that's a habit he picked up.
And what sort of things do people smoke? Might smoke what?
Pipes, cigarettes, cigars. And you take the man that smokes. He get the place he claims he can't do without it. And I see a lot of people take one cigarette out of his mouth and light another with it. Well, the Bible said anything that will defile your body and you keep using it, then he will destroy you. And I was smoking. And I smoked everything I reckon anybody could bring to me. And I smoked so much till my tongue would get sore. Well, I was smoking a lot of free stuff, you know, that I cooked for a bunch out of Montgomery, and they'd come down on the weekends and bring me cigarettes, cigars. And I'd put them on my cultivator and have my box of matches in there, and I just smoked right all the time. I got to where I smoked so much. When I'd look up, my head and eyes would go to wobbling this way. I couldn't half see. Well, that was getting against me. That smoking was beginning to foul my body. And one day I put a pipe in my mouth. My wife ordered me 6 pipes. I had some with horns on them, like these buffalo cows and all them. I had some with hats on them. You'd light it and put the hat on it, and hat crane on one side, and I'd smoke them. And I was smoking one day, and something spoke to me just like you would, and said, put that pipe down. But nobody at home with me. Well, that scared me. I laid it down. And I said, Dan, what's wrong with my pipes? And I had 6 or 7, and I got my pipe stem cleaners and them things. I had a box of them. I cleaned them out. Maybe that was my trouble. And I lit it again and started smoking. It made me so sick. I let go. He said, put that pipe down. I laid it down again. But at 12 o'clock, the chillens come in, fried chicken, made biscuits, had coffee. They were sitting there after they got to eat. Sipping the coffee and smoking cigarettes. You know, the people do that now. I don't know why they do it, but a lot of people sit around, take a sip of coffee, and then take a draw on a cigarette. And I told her to go get my pipe. She went in there and got it. I was sitting at the head of the table. I sucked on that pipe a time too, and that same voice come back to me and said, put that pipe down. I laid it right over down ashtray by the, in the middle of the table, and I ain't smoked a pipe since.
Well, that's the way to do it. I'm glad I never got started with habit. People seem to have a lot of trouble.
That's right. See, now my next birthday I'd be 80 if I ain't 100.